If you were a golfer, you'd jump at a chance to attend a clinic with the likes of Jason Day or maybe a quarterback camp with Tom Brady. Well, recently some aspiring equestrians from all over the country came to the Kentucky Horse Park to get invaluable tips from a bona fide superstar. WUKY's Samantha Letterman has the story.
Lovely pirouette. Now she really needs to go for a bit more now in this final passage.
Well, British dressage legend Charlotte Dujardin wins triple gold at the London 2012 Olympics.
Well, Charlotte Dujardin and Vallegro have set this Olympic Equestrian Centre at Deodoro alight with that freestyle, channeling some of the
And then does it again in Rio in 2016. So what on earth is she doing at the Kentucky Horse Park in the middle of January?
I do a lot of clinics all around the world, and I thought, well, why not come to Kentucky? I knew I'd been warned it was going to be cold, and I thought, you know, it's a really horsey area. I thought it'd be a nice place to come, and I came here to the World Equestrian Games when they held it here, and it was absolutely fantastic. So I had a great experience then, and I thought, well, it'd be great to come back.
In between doing a lot of winning, Dujardin rides and trains about 11 of her own horses daily that she competes, and to make money she travels around the world sharing her philosophy in clinics like these.
I love teaching. Like, I generally love trying to make a difference to the horse and to the rider, and I think for me I enjoy it as much as I do riding, and I get so much out of it when you do see the difference and you see the results.
Close to 200 people paid about $300 to sit in the cold, covered arena at the horse park for 2 days and watch Dujardin teach a selection of riders spanning the levels from beginner to advanced. Chelsea Tracy and Autumn Harvey travelled down together from Ohio and Virginia.
Oh, it's going to be great. So yeah. I already have tips to take away for the horse I'm leasing right now, so I'm going to try to redesign how I'm approaching riding him for that, for sure.
Yep, and there are a couple of horses that I'm working with, and I have pages of notes that I can apply to them.
Oh, and don't lie, you're going to be using some of her sayings on your students too.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Dujardin starts out by telling everyone that you don't need to spend a ton of money on an expensive horse to be successful. Rather, spend that money on training. Neither do you need to be born with natural talent, she says, but hard work and dedication are a must. Dujardin stresses the basics. Transitions between the paces and within the paces must always be excellent. Riders must be 100% disciplined. Her teaching is down to earth, frank, and all about a solid foundation, and mixed with a typically British sense of humour.
So slow, whoops. Up, soft hand, forward, go, go, come on. And sit. I could fall asleep watching you now. Do you get, you'd get tongue faults around your dressage test.
In short breaks, she shares anecdotes about her Olympic partner, Vallegro, tips she's picked up over the years, phrases that have stuck with her. She's a stickler for accuracy, for corners, keeping the hands forward, massaging the bit in the horse's mouth. Make the impossible possible, the possible easy, and the easy elegant is something she's always remembered and words she lives by. She recalls not being able to sit to the trot and worked out with a personal trainer and still does daily to strengthen her core and adjust her balance until she could. Fairly good or very good is not good enough. She constantly strives for perfection. These are some of the insights into what makes a multiple Olympic medalist tick and win.
It's been really good. I've had some really lovely horses, great riders, and I think it's been a real eye-opener for the riders of, you know, just having a bit more discipline over what they're doing. And, you know, I think sharing a bit of my knowledge to the people as well as the riders.
Dujardin was on a plane back home the minute she finished teaching and will resume her jam-packed schedule in England, riding and teaching and more travelling as she prepares to defend her titles at the World Equestrian Games this summer and the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. I ask her if she ever struggles to stay motivated.
No, because my job is my passion and I love it. I get up every day and I look forward to each day, and, you know, riding my horses and training with Carl, I mean, can't ask for much more. And I think, you know, I could have an office job that I absolutely hated, and I don't. I'm so lucky to be able to do what I do and enjoy every minute of it.
From the hundreds of happy faces at the horse park, it's clear everyone enjoyed every minute of her company here in Kentucky, despite the cold, and are hoping she'll return again soon. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.